We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest episode of 21 Questions, a Q&A-style show covering whatever our subscribers feel like hearing about. And it's presented by Macadoodles, your one-stop shop for beer, wine, and spirits, now in Kansas City. The latest episode of 21 Questions begins now.
Welcome to 21 Questions, presented by Macadoodles. I'm here with my dear pal, Tucker Franklin. Tucker, hi. I'm very glad to be doing this show with you.
It's been a minute since we've done a 21 Questions together. I'm very excited. This is one of my favorite shows. Macadoodles, I get their text message alerts because we've done a few shows from the Macadoodles. I sign up. They've got a lot of stuff going on. I think they're doing like a bourbon tastings that they're doing. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They got food trucks in the parking lots on the weekend. So make sure to go check them out at the Lee Summit location. They got all kinds of liquor that you need. Everything that you want. Anything that you want. They got it at Macadoodles. So love them. Love to be doing this show with you, Kent.
Let's say less. I'm in. Sign me up. That all sounded awesome. I love doing this show. It forces us to like get to do stuff with different people.
Yeah.
Tucker, I watched a little bit back of day three of the draft.
Oh, no.
It was so good.
It was like day three of the draft was an experience, and it was like one of those times where it was like, it almost feels like a fever dream, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were live for, I think it was 8 hours.
Yep.
But the final total ended up being, if you go back and look at that live stream, which was an hour and a half longer than what we were last day three. I don't know if you noticed that either.
It felt longer.
It was a lot longer, and which seems strange because I think they lowered the number in between, or the time in between picks. I could be wrong, but it was definitely a fever dream. Once we hit like the part where like people were just walking off stream voluntarily, it just kind of started to get off the rails.
Craig was just roaming.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, get Tucker Sills. Craig, we need 10 seltzers now, please.
While he was going to buy one seltzer, he came back and we're like, oh, yeah, by the way, go buy the rest of them that they have at the bar.
We just raised $1,000 for Teresa's scholarship.
That was
my favorite thing was the best players available according to KC Sports Network, according to ESPN, according to Tucker Franklin.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that too. That was a gem that I ended up coming up with there. And listen, it got hard. I think I already said this last year or this for next year. I'm gonna end up printing out the draft guide because I was doing it on my phone because like we live in 2023, so I was like, I don't need a physical copy of anything. I just use it all on my phone, and that got super hard to like cross off names as like they were going. I was like, wait. I screenshotted like not the total top 300, so I probably should have done that to begin with. But yeah, a physical copy next year will be good, so I can stay on top of my our best players available according to the KCS and draft guide. According to me,
I think it's more fun if it's just scattershot,
just me guessing if they've even been drafted or not. So that's what we got to.
I think Keely Ringo's probably been drafted, right? Like, he hadn't been, but you know.
Thanks to the Eagles.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, take a drink if you participate. Yeah, that's the new bit, I guess. Thanks everybody that's watching this show. This is 21 Questions. We answer the questions of the subscribers to the KCSN Substack through the Discord. So one of the benefits of the KCSN Substack, you get access to the Discord. It's a very large Chiefs community of people just hanging out, talking all kinds of different stuff. It's a lot of fun. And this is where we get our questions from. So if you want to ask questions sometime, just subscribe to the KCSN Substack and you'll get access to Discord and you can ask him in the 21 questions thread that is there. So we have plenty of good ones, Tucker. We'll start with this one from Corender. He simply asks, the Lions? I love it. I'll just be honest. I love the week one Lion. I think for a lot of reasons. I think they're a good team. They're a competitive team. They're going to score a lot of points. They have a good offense. I think it's a good time to get them because they've started slow historically with Dan Campbell.
For sure.
And Jameson Williams will not be playing that game.
That's true.
And they'll be integrating a lot of rookies into their offense. And they'll be trying to get a defense familiar with themselves. I think it's the perfect time to play the Lions while it's a good team while being like, you know, kind of, yeah, I like it.
A lot of people are predicting the Lions to be first in that NFC North division, which don't hate that at all. I think that they will be a very good team, as you're mentioning, but they do have a lot of growing pains. It might possibly be Hendon Hooker's first game, right? Yeah, maybe Hendon Hooker comes and wins that job. Could be Hendon Hooker's first professional game. So I don't hate it at all. When we were looking at the schedule, I had that episode with Brett Coleman that came out, you know, the day before or the day of the schedule release. We were kind of looking at all the matchups and kind of talking about it. Like Brett said, like the Eagles will be fun, but I, in the same breath, was like, they're not going to waste that game. They're not going to make that an early game. But I think when I started looking at it, it's like it's going to be the Chargers or it's going to be like the Lions or the Bears. It looked like it was going to be a matchup that people didn't really want to see, a matchup that they were going to probably hold on to. For a little bit in the back half of the schedule, as we saw the Chiefs schedule, it's a little back heavy. So I do like the Lions, though, up front. That's a fun matchup. And I know a lot of people were saying, like, oh, why the Lions? They don't have any history. Like, no, they don't. But, I mean, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Look, if you told a Lions fan that they were going to be there on opening night to see a banner lowered.
That's true.
They would have believed that they're on the road. Grayson Jaspers asks, what's Rashi Rice's ceiling this year, and are you going to let yourself get hopeful for anything more than normal rookie wide receiver numbers?
No. I mean, I don't think that you should anticipate the any of the Chiefs rookie receivers, or first-year receivers, I should say, to have more than, like, how many yards did Sky Moore have this year?
Off top. It was in the twos, I believe.
Okay, I was going to say more than 400
yards. Regular season, 22 catches, 250 yards.
Perfect. Still fits my narrative. If you're gonna expect
all that matters,
any Chiefs first-year wide receiver in that offense to get more than like 400 yards, that's a little, I think, overzealous in terms of it. I think that just because they don't have a good rookie year doesn't mean they're not going to be a good wide receiver. But, yeah, I think Rashi Rice brings a different dynamic to this offense. I don't think that they should put a bunch of pressure or fans. I don't think fans should put a bunch of pressure on him to come in and be a 1,000-yard receiver right away.
You ready for a take?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Rashi Rice will have more yards than Sky Moore did his rookie season. And here's why. Because Juju Smith-Schuster is not here. This is a worse overall receiving core that Rashi Rice steps into than last year. And it's still deep, kind of the same thing with Sky Moore. I think Rashi Rice has more opportunities to fit in different roles in this offense in year one than Sky Moore does, yeah. or did his rookie year. So I think Rashi Rice will get a few more opportunities. I think he'll have more than 250 yards. And I think his first touchdown will come during the regular season as well. That's not knocking on Sky Moore. Sky Moore situationally, like there's a lot of dudes, a lot of guys to compete with, and more established, and stylistically, and there's more established players. Like there's not a Juju on this roster. So I think while this group is deeper, the group will be relied on in the aggregate more than maybe it was a little bit last year, even though I'm not saying it wasn't entirely last year, you know. Okay. Joel Penfield, which year of Mahomes' career so far has the best highlights?
Cool. Probably year one, right? Would that be 2018?
Yes.
I think that's the best one because he was just letting that sucker fly. He was just flinging that thing down the yard. Last year was pretty good. He had some good highlights last year, like the spinning touchdown pass at the goal line where he like flicked. Obviously, the one to Jerick McKinnon against the Broncos that he just kind of like no-look passed to. But that year one, I think he had the first no-look pass. He had the big one against Baltimore, I believe, that year when they were at home. And then obviously some deep balls as well. Do you really get to see Mahomes' arm strength more, I think, in those 2 years, in that first year, than you have in these last couple years?
So, well, lockstep, I think it's 2018. And I think it's because he's slowly improved as an NFL quarterback year over year, and he's not having to rely on the incredible, rare, special traits as much as he does. He's gotten so, like, and this is going to sound bad. He's got a little, like... boring's not the right word. He's just got so efficient that mm-hmm. he doesn't have to. He's so good against the blitz. He's so good identifying the blitz that teams just don't blitz him anymore. Teams don't rush him anymore, like the same way. And so it's like he's not getting as many opportunities to go out there and just do the ridiculous rare stuff because he's so bulletproof at this point in the way he plays the game that it doesn't require him going out and making ridiculous throws as much as he's had to in the past because he's just making the right throws on time more consistently than he ever has. So that's the way I look at it.
And I think before we move on to the next question, I think now the highlights you see are more of him like creating time for himself, and you see him creating opportunity. A lot of the first-year highlights were just like, look how far I can throw this thing and watch someone catch it. Right, watch Tyreek Hill run underneath it, basically. And which, very exciting, very electric, but is an improvisational and just mental acuity. It's a buzzword that we've been using a lot. I feel like last year was a big one, especially. But his mental ability to process that game and just kind of see things and see them develop has been so good.
Footnoted. This bump. Pick one presumed lock for the final 53 that won't make it out of the preseason.
Oh, my gosh. Justin Ross. I said that half jokingly, tongue-in-cheek, but I need to think about that one for a little bit. Justin Ross,
I got a couple.
Can I say Richie James?
Yeah, because that's one of them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that Richie James is a lot. I think he's a little bit better, like a little more on the edge than Justin Ross is, right? When you just kind of look at it, you're just like, what is this guy doing here? but I think looking at every other position, like wide receiver is a position you start to look at and be like, there might be too many cooks in the kitchen there.
I'll throw one out here. That is a little...
I think I know what you're going to say. I want you to say it, though.
Lucas Niang.
There it is. I knew it.
Okay. The Chiefs go inside Donovan Smith. They announce him the starter immediately, despite him only making $2 million or whatever it is guaranteed. They move Jawan Taylor, who is, if he's been playing any amount of left tackle this offseason, they set an entire offseason on fire for him. Just because Lucas Niang was bad, like if that's a path to look at why the decisions have been made that they've been made, that means Lucas Niang might stink. That's just, I mean, that there's a chance, and if that's the case, I think Lucas Niang could be out. The tight end position, maybe, you know, like a Blake Bell.
Yeah,
I think Blake Bell probably makes. She still have a fullback, right?
That's what I was gonna say.
But I think those are the two.
I can't think of anybody in the deep. Like, there's defensive backs that they've signed. Obviously, they've got a lot of them. But I think that I don't think there's any locks in the defensive backfield that would not make the roster. If that makes sense.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be back with an amazing question from Lee87 right after this.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, take a sip if you're so inclined. Lee87 asked probably the most important question I'll ever answer. Who's got the best free rap skills between the two of us?
Best what?
Free rap.
Like freestyle?
I'm assuming freestyle rap.
Buddy, I don't think it's me.
He says bonus points if you can perform on the fly.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either. I think both of us would embarrass ourselves.
Yeah, no, I can't rhyme that fast. I've tried.
I can, and it's a blast. I feel like I might have you in this, but it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. It'd be bad.
It'd be by default because I wouldn't do
almost.
It.
Like, yeah. Neither of us are going to be proud of what we put out there, but everyone's going to squint and go, like, no, can't rhymed a few times, you know, like, there's that. But, like, who do you think the best at KC Sports Network is at
this? Oh, it's Matthew. I think it's Matty Lane.
No chance. No chance. There's no chance.
No,
Jordan,
hang on.
Nodding his head on the... Jordan thinks it's Matty too.
No, okay, you said at KC Sports Network, so I get to use the full range
roster.
And I think I've actually heard Sean Barber freestyle before, and it was actually pretty good.
Okay. I actually think I might have as well.
I think he did it while we were in Vegas.
I think he might have.
Sean Barber in Vegas, man, that was an experience.
He would put Matty in a blender. Okay.
I think so. I do think the answer is Sean Barber. And if using the whole KCSN roster, listen, I think maybe Mike DeVito could shock us in some of that, but we'll see.
I don't know about that. Ryan Cummings, which most likely happens first? Pat restructures his contract or Chris Jones gets his deal done?
I think the Chris Jones deal. The Pat restructure news is so weird to me. I don't know how you feel about that yet. It feels forced almost because like they're a year into a 10-year deal, like technically like a 12-year deal, but whatever. So this was like the first year of the actual deal needing to kick in because the Chiefs did take in the fifth year extension onto his rookie contract. So this was the first year. It seems very odd to now like have first year to 10-year deal be like, all right, let's restructure this puppy. The team is happy where it's at, obviously, the way it works out. I believe that Patrick is happy with it for the way it's working out. So I don't know if that seems forced to me at this point. I don't know if it's necessarily something that needs to happen. But the Chris Jones one, that does need to happen. They need to get him under contract for a couple more years. The restructure also frees up some cap space a little bit for this year. If they do want to add somebody midseason, it'd be something to look at. Well, Chris Jones signed his extension like in June, right? The last time he did it, either it was like June or July, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it was around off season kind of dead period time. So something you could keep your eye on.
If Mahomes' deal gets done before Chris Jones, I don't think Chris Jones is getting a deal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's what happens. I think Chris Jones is getting his deal done this year. If he doesn't get his deal done, that might be mean they ride out this year and they're done with him after this year.
Mm.
And they're going to get their money for their cap space for the season by restructuring Mahomes. Or redoing. No, restructuring is not the right word. Redoing Mahomes' deal.
What would a redone deal of like a still like a 9 years left on a deal look like?
I don't know.
That's uncharted territory. I don't think anyone knows what that would look like.
No. But I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna find out this year either, honestly. Like, I genuinely don't know if we're gonna find out this year.
I can't imagine like that's a big pressing issue right now.
It seems like one person has decided to try to make it a story because they're bored. And that's like the only person that we've seen mention it because they need clicks or something. I don't know. I can only think of one. And it's been two stories in the last 2 weeks about it.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah, there hasn't been anybody else say anything about it. Jordan commented in July 2020 is when Chris Jones signed his extension the first time. So probably around the same time period, I would assume, is when they're looking at it. But I believe that was after, so July 2020, that would have been pretty close to after Mahomes has signed his first extension, if I believe. Those guys are kind of in lockstep when it comes to their contract negotiations.
I believe Mahomes was like July, like right around the 4th of July.
That's all right.
I was in Michigan for 4th of July stuff.
Yeah.
Chief Golden Co. asks, what wide receiver leads the Chiefs in yards, receptions, and touchdowns, specifically wide receivers? Apologies if this was asked on a previous 21 questions. So who leads the Chiefs in yards, Tucker? From the wide receiver position, not the tight end position.
I'm going to say MVS because the deep ball.
I'll bet on Kadarius Toney staying healthy. How about that?
There you go.
Receptions.
Okay. Strictly from the wide receiver position. I'll go Kadarius Toney.
I'll go Kadarius Toney too. I think he leads them in receiving yards and touchdowns. Receptions. I think those numbers are lower than Juju's.
For sure. Yes.
Touchdowns.
It's a tough one. I think this is like a single digit lead. Like I'm saying, like I think that this year we're gonna see kind of the similar thing where Patrick Mahomes spread the ball around so much that like the leader in like touchdowns are gonna have like seven and like not that many touchdowns. Maybe that's a lot actually for a wide receiver. I'll say MVS.
I was thinking MVS.
Maybe I'm hopeful.
I was thinking MVS as well, and I might just go nutty and just like throw Rashee Rice in there.
Sam Moore?
Nope.
Cornog all the time, every single play in the red zone.
They all gonna just run that rocker there, and we're just gonna. No one's gonna learn their lesson.
Imagine if we're like, we cannot figure this out. How
the first play at Chiefs Eagles.
Oh no.
They're gonna short motion to the stack just to see what they do. What they've learned.
Oh,
what have you learned, Darius Slay?
They have to though. Like that would be so good.
Positive and toasty. Who wins the returner duties this year and will punt returner and kick returner be different? I do have some theories. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco will be doing any kick returns this year.
No.
I don't think he'll be doing any kick returns this year. Punt returner, I think you got to keep an eye out on Nico Remigio, the undrafted free agent, to push our guy Richie James. I think both of those are the two guys to keep an eye out on there. In the return game, as far as the punt returns are concerned, kickoff return, I have no clue. No clue.
Abolish the kick return, honestly. Just like start on the 20. Just put the
Justin ball Watts on. Is gonna go back. Justin Watts is gonna go back there. And just take a knee.
I mean, that's all it is at this point. Just after a team scores a touchdown, just put the ball on the 20. Is it 20 or 25? I can't remember anymore. I think they just changed it. At least they did in college, I think. Put it on the 25 and just let him go. And don't even worry about it. It's a waste of everybody's time. Sorry.
I support this.
Sorry, Dame Tobe, but...
Deal with it.
I said what I said.
Casey from KC, do you see the Chiefs making any significant moves before training camp?
I guess it would define what significant is. I think a Chris Jones extension would be a significant move, but, I mean, that's not, like, adding anybody to the roster.
It's not a... Yeah, you know. I think he's talking about, like, additions.
Yeah. I guess it's not technically even a transaction, is it? Does that show up on the transaction report?
I don't know. It's money moves. I don't know.
Yeah. crap.
Crap, dang it.
I don't think they do. I would be surprised if they make a significant move, I think, before training camp.
Is Frank Clark a significant move?
I don't think so. Chris Jones keeps tweeting about him.
I think it's a significant enough move. Personally, like, I think, like, I would count that as a significant move.
But
move
at this point,
we're all, I don't know, a move we're all clamoring for, a move we all want, a move we all think will make this team better. I don't know.
Was Carlos Dunlap a significant move when they brought him in a training
camp? I think it was a pretty, like, I thought it was a pretty tangible move. Like, that was like a real, like, you've made your football team better today kind of move.
Bring him back?
I don't think there's a ton of opportunities to make your team better. So if significant is making your team better, I think Frank Clark makes his team better. I think
for sure
Carlos Dunlap makes his team better. So that's kind of how I look at it. I think that's a significant move. I think there is a significant move before training camp on the defensive line.
Do you think there's, other than those two guys, do you think that there's a move outside of that?
I don't know. I don't know if I can see one.
I don't know if they have anywhere else to add somebody, right?
Running back.
Well, right, but...
Kareem Hunt.
Buddy.
Dalvin Cook might get cut.
True. He could. It's always a possibility.
That's in the realm. There's a possibility he's getting
Alvin
cut.
Alvin Kamara?
Some are saying.
Some. He could be in some trouble. Maybe he could be a free agent.
Some are also saying we're about to take a break and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Hey, thanks everybody hanging out. Leave a 5-star review if you wouldn't mind. It does help us grow the channel, helps us grow the audio platform. Leave some positive comments, or leave a 5-star review and tell Maddie Land that the cheeseburger scale stinks.
Mm.
That would also not hurt as well. Mike Denny asks, he asked for it on the lab, Doug. He said, you know, just tell us how the cheeseburger scale needs to be retired because it's a 6-week.
He is really forcing the cheeseburger scale.
I think he's having a moment of introspection, though. Like, he's kind of, like, not sure about it entirely.
He was very adamant about wanting to do the cheeseburger scale for the schedule.
Like, this is like Maddie in a nutshell. He sometimes will come up with these great ideas for the show. And, like, the concept that we went through was great. And then he's like, but wait. Let's compare it to cheeseburgers. It's like, hey, we're gonna do an evaluation of every single position. We'll kind of look at where we believe they are and all this stuff. But let's compare it to food.
Yeah.
He was so close. It's like, just quit all your head, guy. Mike Denny, what beer bat would be the most prized of the 30 that you own, Tucker? This is a Tucker Franklin question.
Ooh, yeah. So shout out Mike Denny. I'm going to give him a shout out. He was at a Cubs game and got me a beer bat from Wrigley Stadium, Wrigley Field. I said Wrigley Stadium. I should be banned for that.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a tough one. He got me a beer bat. So shout out to Mike. I am planning a trip to St. Louis, and I know that they have beer bats in St. Louis. But I think that the chairs
go to Busch Stadium.
I am going to go to Busch Stadium.
Listen, if you're going to go to all 30 ballparks, you got to go to the ones you hate to. I've already been there, so I don't know.
Lars of it.
Squirrel. So I think the most cherished one is always going to be your first one, right? So when I found out that they had very bad at Coughlin Stadium and I got one, I think that's going to be the best one. My favorite team, too, so... Yeah.
There's that. That's nice. Casey from ADKC asks if either of us have a favorite scotch. And he asked favorite spelled with a U. So we definitely need to answer this. This is not just because I'm a Parks and Recs fan, but I had a little bit of Lagavulin. Delightful. Yeah. It was absolutely delightful. I'd go a little Lagavulin.
I see.
Butter? Scotch?
That's nice. Good one. I don't know, like, scotch brands, right? I don't know. I'm looking it up quickly to try to figure out a scotch brand. I think, what is Proper 12? Isn't that, that's Irish whiskey.
Crap.
All of this is thrown out the window. All my research.
It is crazy that your favorite's Johnny Walker, Tucker. Moving on.
Your label. What makes it scotch? I know that there's like, I don't know what the...
You don't know what makes scotch scotch?
Well, yeah, I know what makes it like bourbon, but like what makes it scotch?
Can you guess?
Is it in Scotland?
Yep.
Nice. Cool.
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a documentary for you to watch.
Okay, cool. Sick.
Zaxxon interacts. How many points do the Chiefs hang on the Lions on Thursday night to open the season?
43.
37. They give up a lot of points, like 37-27. It's a big one. It's a doozy.
NFL would love that.
Oh, I think that's partially, honestly, I genuinely think that's partially why they're doing it. Because, like, you know, these are two higher-powered offense. The Lions made things interesting last year, putting a lot of points on the board to make games interesting. Yeah. High-scoring game. I think it's the perfect timing to throw that game out there. Like, I think that could be a really fun way to start the season. I mean, the Chiefs are going to win.
It's way better than, like, week 12 when Hendon Hooker actually is playing and Jared Goff has had his arm blown off and... That's when it's going to be. Like the Dolphins-Germany game, that game's not going to be good, right? Tua's going to be hurt by then. That's the first time I saw that. I saw it was like week 9 or week 10. I was like, well, Tua's going to be hurt, so it's not going to be a good game.
Who's, is Teddy Bridgewater back in Miami this year? Where is? Ooh. I don't think he is.
Is Skylar Thompson their backup?
Oh, yeah. Skylar Thompson versus Patrick Mahomes in week 9 of the NFL season.
Pride of Fort Osage High School.
Is that, like, in your neck of the woods, by the way?
No, it's not. I think it's south. Porto.
You said it, like, with such confidence.
Yeah, I don't know where it's at exactly, but I know that Fort Osage is in Missouri.
Mike White's there, too.
Oh, perfect.
That's a good...
Independence is where it's at.
Fort Osage? Is it Independence?
Yep. Didn't know that.
I neither. Okay. I work close to Independence, so I probably should know that. Bones Jackson asked what day we're arriving in Germany. Oh, I would love to go to Germany. Like, I don't know if that's in the realm of possibility right now, but...
I don't have a passport. It'd be really hard for me to go to Germany without one of those. Well, I could go just fine. Getting back would be the hard part.
Is that how that works? I don't think that's how
that works. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think you know how passports work.
I genuinely do not, because you can get a passport card as well, and, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what does that do?
So, passport cards are, I know this because I had a passport card originally. Mm. Passport cards, you can get to countries, but you just can't fly. So,
you can take a boat?
Yeah. That's how you can use, like, you can get on, like, a cruise ship with a passport card.
Oh. Well, when I was on my cruise, when we went to... I don't remember where we went.
You were out of Orlando.
I did go out of Orlando. But I just needed my birth certificate.
Yeah. You can also just bring a passport card. It makes life a little easier on you. Yeah.
How? Sorry. Sidebar. How long does it take to get a passport?
6, 7, 8 weeks. So, yeah, it can take some time. When do you need to travel internationally? Like, why are you looking concerned?
Well, no. I was just curious.
Cover are spoiled.
No. I was just curious because I don't know. I mean,
you had a look of panic on your face. Like,
nice to just have a passport. You know, just,
you got, well, you're gonna have to wait, buddy.
I have a passport when I was like 13, but it expired because I'm, you know, an adult now.
I almost had to travel for work to Canada 3 years ago. And I needed to, it was like 2 weeks from then. And there's like a way you can like drive. Hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
It's expired.
Have you used it?
No.
Okay.
It expired in 2017.
So you got one and just never used it.
My passport photo.
Oh my gosh.
This is a really good gag for the podcast, but too bad that it's an audio medium and you cannot see my passport photo.
A picture of Tucker looking like Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I have a shaved
on
head.
Camera. Like you just look like you are.
That's showing up surprisingly well on the video. To
yeah,
be honest.
You look like. Are you wearing a royal shirt?
Yeah, I am.
And you yep. just like you look like 7'3" center for the Denver Nuggets, from what I can tell.
But better.
But more handsome.
Yeah. So that was taken in 2012. Guess my age.
You were, oh my. You were 13.
14. The time that picture was taken, I was 13.
See?
Yes. Yeah.
Maddie asks, would you rather fist fight a goat-sized bear or a bear-sized goat?
Oh, my.
Can we Matt answer it? Because, like, he didn't specify what kind of bear. And so, yeah, I'd rather fight a koala bear-sized goat, Matthew.
Yeah, that's a really good Matty answer, but I'm going to answer it in the spirit of the question.
No, you're not allowed. Matty never answers anything in the spirit of the question.
Bears are my favorite animal. My favorite type of bear is a grizzly bear because they're sick. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to know the answer is no, but have you ever seen the TikToks, grizzly bear cam footage just like sped up?
It's no.
Like a timeline of grizzly bear footage set to the on site by Kanye West. I'll have to send you some of them.
You got to send me those.
It's legitimately some of the funniest things because they're like rubbing their backs on trees with like the music on. It's just really funny. But a grizzly bear is like gnarly. Like those things are gnarly. I don't think that goats are gnarly. Maddie can probably prove me wrong in that, but I don't think that they would like claw your eyes out revenant style. So I got to go goat sized bear. Wait, bear sized goat. So I meant, sorry.
Yeah. Pure mass is going to be a problem.
Not for me, dude. I can handle pure mass.
Goats. I think I'd rather fight a bear-sized goat. Or a goat-sized bear, I mean. So
we're getting this all messed up. We gotta move on because we can't keep this straight.
All right. Well, we'll take this last one. Christian asked, the NFL seems adamant to have games on Christmas Day moving forward. What do you expect them to do next year when Christmas Day is on a Wednesday? I don't think they're gonna do it. I don't think they'll make it on a Wednesday. I think when the opportunity presents themselves, they're absolutely going to do this and just wipe the floor with the NBA, who doesn't have any real stake in that. Like, whenever the NFL's on, you're just screwed. So, like, the NFL is just going to wipe the floor with the NBA next year or this year, and they're going to do it, you know, whenever they get the opportunity to. So...
this is my first time looking at a calendar that far down. I didn't realize Christmas was on a Monday. It kind of stinks. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Christmas Day games, honestly. But you're right. The NFL is going to absolutely wipe the floor with the NBA just because the NFL
Why wouldn't they?
Proven that they are the better product. And
I think they went back and recounted the Super Bowl, and it's like $150 million or something like that. That's what they ended up getting in that
yeah.
in the total for the Super Bowl, the most watched Super Bowl ever. And it doesn't make easy. I mean, it's not close. It's not, no other sport is close. And I think that the Nielsen ratings at the end of the year, they released like, these are the top events that, that people watched. And they're like all NFL games and with some NCAA mixed in. And like the Olympics were like in the 40s of the yeah. top 50.
Jags Titans is just outshowing every NBA game all season. Like it's just it's nuts. It's fun. We follow a great sport. We follow the best team in that sport. It's a lot of fun. That was 21 questions with Tucker Franklin and myself, Ken Swanson. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for supporting and for asking the great questions. It's been a lot of fun. We'll catch you later.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.